This is a demonstration of using the block editor on macOS with the VoiceOver screen reader and Google Chrome for the web browser. I have pre-formatted text prepared in Scrivener.
Scrivener. Block copy.
So I just select it all and copied, and I'll go over to Google Chrome.
GarageBand, Google Chrome, Chrome, posts WordPress visited, link, add new post.
And I'll select the add new post link.
Add title, edit text, add title, insertion at beginning of text, add default block, add block, group.
So now the editor's open and I'm in edit mode on the default block, so I'm going to go ahead and just paste my content.
Block, paragraph, edit text, the WordPress block editor changed how the world...
So I just pressed control there to interrupt VoiceOver because otherwise it would have read through everything I just pasted. I'm going to press escape to go to navigation mode because I'm still in edit mode.
Paragraph block, row one, the WordPress block.
And what we just heard there was paragraph block, row one. And that's our indication that we're in navigation mode because when VoiceOver tells you which element has focus, if it doesn't say that, you're probably in edit mode on that block. So I want to now change a couple of blocks because some formatting is just impossible to do. For example, there's one block that I want to change from text into an image block. So let's go find that.
Paragraph block, row one, the WordPress block.
And so what I did there was I pressed down arrow to move to the next block, but it said paragraph block row one. It should have said row two. And this is one of the issues you run into with VoiceOver, focus lags. Once you interrupt VoiceOver, when you hear it say something you don't think is quite right, you can press VO plus F3 to announce the current element with focus.
Paragraph block, row two.
And we hear that we really are on paragraph block row two. So I'll keep arrowing down.
A paragraph block, row two.
And that's wrong.
Paragraph block, row three.
And so that's right. So I'm just down arrow, interrupting VO plus F3.
Paragraph block, row three.
Interrupt VO plus F3.
Paragraph block, row four. Image https://.
Great. So now I'm on that piece of text that I left as a note for myself to turn into an image. So I'm going to press enter to go into edit mode.
Block, paragraph, you are currently in edit mode. To image, selected, space, image, selected.
So I wrote the word image there with a space after it, and I've just selected that, and now I'm going to delete it.
Image.
And the only thing left and within this block now should be the URL, so I'll select that and cut it.
https://, type to choose a block.
So now that URL for that image is on the clipboard, and I can type to select a block. I don't want to be a paragraph block. I want to /i.
Heading, image, selected.
And I want to press enter to make it an image block.
Upload, button, block, image, document, upload an image file.
So now it's giving me options to specify the image, and there are three options. I can upload an image, or the next option.
Media library.
I can select it from media library. I don't want that either, so next option.
Insert from URL. Top.
That's what I want. I want to specify the URL, so I'll select that.
URL paste or type URL. Edit text.
And then Command V and Enter.
HTTPS code add new post WordPress for newbies.
Great. So now that image should be specified. And now I want to go to that action menu right above the block that I'm editing. So I shift tab to go backwards to that.
Block editor tips for macOS and VoiceOver.
I don't believe that for a second. VO plus F3.
Block image.
Great, so I'm in the block, the image block, so shift tab again.
Image. Change block type or stop.
That's what I expected to hear. In the action menu, the first element is the menu to let you change block type. So I'll move to the right of this. There's buttons there to move the block up, move the block down, and then eventually I'll get to a menu that'll let me change the image alignment.
Move up. Move image block from, move image block from, move down. Change alignment. Align. Change alignment. Menu pop-up collapsed. But
so I'll select that down arrow to align left and press enter.
None. Checked. Align left. Menu item. Block editor tips for macOS.
Great. So now that image is aligned left. And But that's not all I want to do. I want to set alt text, and I want to specify the width because the image is too big and I didn't resize it before I stuck it in the media library. So the way I get, normally I could, you know, find the editor settings through traditional ways, such as traditional navigation or jumping by region. But what I like to do is just go directly to the alt text form field. So I'm going to VO plus U to open up the VoiceOver web rotor.
Links menu.
And I'm on links, so I'll go right arrow to form.
Form controls menu.
Great. And then ALT.
Alternative text.
And that takes
that. Describe the purpose of the image opens in a new tab.
Perfect. So now I'm going to press enter to select that off the menu.
Alternative text.
And I'm going to select that text field. And I'm going to start typing, and I'm going to type image of the author speaking at a
podium. Period. Image of the author speaking at a podium. Selected.
And now if I tab past this, I know that the image width field is not too far away. So actually not tab. I'm going to VO plus right arrow.
Link, empty group, leave empty if aspect ratio. Original, at width, auto, stepper.
So width is currently auto, which gives you the default size. I'm going to change it to 220 pixels.
220. Height, auto, stepper.
And the height is automatically computed from the aspect ratio and the width, so that's great. So now I want to return focus to the editor content. So I'm going to VOU on that web rotor again.
Form controls menu.
But I don't want form controls, I want landmarks. So I'm going to arrow over to landmarks menu.
Headings menu, landmarks menu.
And up arrow to editor content.
Editor settings, editor content region.
And enter.
Editor content region.
Now I'm going to tab.
Block editor tips for Mac OS.
And VoiceOver is reading the whole post again. So interrupt, VO plus F3.
Block, image, document is in the VoiceOver.
So I'm in that image block. I'm going to escape to go to navigation mode.
Image block, row 4, image of the author speaking at a podium. But.
And now I'm going to down arrow to find a heading that I actually want to edit and change from text into a heading style.
Heading level 2, color, a paragraph block, row 6, when navigating. Paragraph block, row 7, voiceover lags.
Voiceover lags.
Paragraph block, row 7, voiceover lags.
So I'm going to enter to go into edit mode.
Block, paragraph,
I'm going to arrow past voiceover and I'm going to insert the word focus. So it'll say voiceover focus lags.
Edit text, voiceover, space, F-O-U-S. Voiceover focus lags, selected.
Great. So that's what I want. I just need this now instead of to be a paragraph, I need it to be a heading. So shift tab.
Paragraph. Change block type or style. Menu pop-up collapse.
I'll select that menu.
Heading. Menu item.
Heading is the first item on the menu, so just press enter.
Block. Heading. Edit text. Voiceover.
So now at this point, I want to take a look at a preview of this post. So in order to do that, I'm going to go to the editor top bar. Again, VO plus U, web rotor.
Landmarks menu. 6 items. Main. Editor top bar region.
Editor top bar region. Enter to select.
Editor top bar region.
And VO plus right, pass some controls until I get to the view menu.
Visited. Link. Document tools. Save draft. Button. View. Menu pop-up collapsed. Button. Group.
So I'll select that to open it.
Desktop. Menu item.
I don't care whether it's desktop, mobile, or tablet. I'll go straight to
tablet, mobile, preview in new tab.
Preview
menu
in
item.
New tab. So now my preview should be open, and I should be able to find the title by jumping by heading.
Visited. Link. A site for WordPress new post navigation. Block editor tips for Mac OS and VoiceOver.
Great. And if I keep going to find the next heading, I should find VoiceOver focus lags.
VoiceOver focus lags.
Hey, what do you know? There it is. And just before that, there's a few paragraphs of text, and then there's that image with the alt text that I added. So let's see if I can find that by moving backwards through this post.
When navigating, VoiceOver attempts to interrupting VoiceOver. Image of the author speaking at a podium. Image.
So there's that image with the alt text. And you know what? In my original editor, when I developed the content in my Scrivener editor, editor, I made a list. So I want to see if I can find that. So I'm going to jump to the first list in the post.
List three items.
And there it is.
1. Press VO plus U, web rotor 2, or select editor settings 3. In either case, use the block list V end of list. And don't forget, if voiceover is talking, press...
So that's basically a numbered list with three elements. So it looks to me like this preview looks pretty good. I'm going to close the preview now.
Add new post WordPress for newbies.
And that puts me right back in the block editor. And now I want to go to the editor publish region. I want to schedule this post. So VO plus U, web rotor.
Landmarks menu. Editor top bar. Editor content. Editor settings region. Editor publish region.
Editor publish.
Open publish panel. Collapsed button.
So I'm going to open the publish panel.
Add the publish button. Essel, are you ready to pub? Double check WordPress. WP suggest upload text. Select image upload. But visibility. Publish suggestion. Always show pre-publish checks. End of. Editor footer. Reach list block editor. End of. Always show suggestion. Add tab. Publish immediately. Collapsed button.
Aha, here we go. Publish immediately. Collapse button. So I'll select that.
Publish immediately. Expanded button. Group. Publish. Now button. Time, group, time, hours, 04 hours, required.
Here we go. So I'm going to specify 9:41
minute selection replaced, 0 button,
9 a.m.
p.m. button, April, month, 21, day, required, step 1, 6,
on 26, the 26th,
2024, year, required, end of, calendar, view preview, 3 item, view next, schedule, button. Cancel. Schedule. Button. Scheduling. Link. Block editor tips for macOS and VoiceOver. Post scheduled.
So that post is now scheduled, and that's the end of my demo.